We are learning Masechtas Adarim Dafnum Beizim and Beiz, and we're starting from the Gemara on Tapanum Beizim and Beiz. So according to the Ran, actually, we have a Girs over here that repeats part of the Mishnah, but it says like this, Hanoidim and Achalav, which is our Mishnah anyway, most of it, and it's a little addition in the Braisa, Hanoidim and Achalav, Mutta Bekum. Someone asks himself for milk, he's Mutta to eat whey. And Rabbi Yossi asks, and it says the opposite also, if someone asks to eat whey, Menachum, Mutta Bekhalav, he's Mutta Bekhalav, Rabbi Yossi Yossi. And that Gemara is a kasha like this. Raminu, when I see a kasha, it says Mnadoshim. Someone asers, he's not going to eat lentils. Aser ba'ashishim. He's not allowed to eat ashishim, which is a dish made out of lentils. What you do is you take the lentils and you make it into a dough together with honey, and that's lentil ashishim. So the Tanakhama says that adoshim is aser, but ashishim is mutter, even though they're both lentils, but it's a different entity ashishim. Rabbi Yossi Mata. Rabbi Yossi holds it's mutter. So what's the kasha? So the Ran explains to Stira Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanon is not kasha because by Rabbanon, there by Chalav your mutter. But the Tanakhama holds adoshim as aser ba'ashishim. Rabbi Yossi Mata. I don't know if I spoke that right. Min hadoshim, if you say lentils, you aser ba'ashishim. You aser in the lentil dish as well. Rabbi Yossi is Mata. So really, it's a steer of Rabbanon and Rabbanon Rabbi Yossi. Why? And our Mishnah said someone asers chalav, he's mutter in whey, he's mutter to eat whey. So here it's asli dashishim. So that the Ran says not shvan the Rabbanon. Why? Because by chalav and kum are two separate things. Kum is not chalav, and chalav is not kum. Therefore, it's mutter. But ashishim, it's the same thing. You just put honey in it. It's the exact same thing. You just put honey in it. Put ashvash in it. Mashaikir Rabbi Yossi is a pella. Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah holds that if you say chalav, you also kum. When it comes to adoshim, it's mutter. How can it be? It's about the punkt opposite. It's a kash dafka Rabbi Yossi. Like kasha, Gemara says like kasha. Marki asrei. But asrei rabbanon kar lechalav kum akuma. In Rabbanon's town, chalav is chalav and kum is kum. Mashenkin adoshim and asishim are the same thing. It's called the same thing, I guess. Mashenkin v'asrei Rabbi Yossi lekuma nami kar lekuma lechalav. According to Rabbi Yossi, kuma is called kuma de chalba, which means since he mentioned the word chalav in the word way, so then it's also in each other. And any time it has the shame chalav in it, it's also. But ashishim, since it has a new name and you don't call it adoshim, therefore it's mutter. So it means Rabbi Yossi holds since adoshim and ashishim are two different names, it's mutter. Mashay chalav and kum, he holds it's called kuma de chalav. Since it has the same name, it's also. And the Rabbanon, they say that kum and chalav is mutter because it's always two separate things. And by adashim, they have a different reason why it's also, because they hold it's hainuach, it's the same thing. But the Ran asks, good, we understand if you ask her chalav, you also and kum, you know why? Because kum is called kum and the chalba. But why, if you ask her kum, are you also and chalav? So that the Ran answers that since we call it kum and the chalba, people look at it as one entity. Kum and chalav are the same thing, and therefore it's also in both things. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. If someone asks chalav, he's mutter v'kum. If someone asks kum, he's mutter v'chalav, like our Tanakama. Minachalav mutter v'gvina. If you ask a milk, you're mutter in cheese. Cheese is something else. Minachvina mutter v'chalav. Minachreitiv. You ask yourself from gravy, mutter v'kipa. You're mutter in kipa. Kipa is the pieces of meat that are on the bottom of the pot. Minachkipa mutter v'reitiv. If you say asakipa, it's all the separate things. If you say this bus is asur, which means you made this piece of bus at the chefs of isura, also boy over right to kipa. You also in the basar and it's right to its kipa. Why? Because you made this chefs of isura. Therefore, anything that comes out of it is asur. Hanoidim in a yayin, mutter b'tavshul just with tam yayin. If you ask a wine, then you're allowed to eat a tavshul that has tam yayin because that's not wine. If you say, I'm not going to eat this specific wine, so it becomes a chavtza shel isura, becomes something that's usher by itself, and therefore anything that comes out of it has also usher. If there's tam yayin, then it is usher. If there's tam yayin, then it is usher. So that already we spoke on the Mishnah, that difference, that if you say zeh, so then you're ushering this item itself, so anything that bleeds out of this item is automatically usher. And if it goes to another food, it's usher. Mashaika, when I say I'm not going to drink wine, that means a bottle of wine. It doesn't mean anything that has tam wine, and therefore only the wine itself is usher, not something that has tam yayin or tam basa. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. Hanoidim min anovim. You say, I'm not going to eat any grapes. The halacha is muta b'yayin. You're allowed to drink wine. Because grapes are not wine. Grapes are grapes, and wine is wine. Min hazeisim. You say, I'm not going to eat any olives. Muta b'shem, and you're muta in oil. If you say, these zeisim v'anovim elu, shani tayim, they don't eat. Also behen of yitzvem. Then you also in them and what comes out of it. The halacha is, then you also in them and what comes out of it. Why? Because I asked these specific zeisim v'anovim. So even what comes out of it will also be also because I asked these things. And the question the Gemara is going to be is, which words are going to be medayik? Elu or shani tayim? Dr. Gemara, Bayi Ram Bachama. Rama Chama declares, Elu Dafka, Ashin Yatayim Dafka. We said at the end of the Mishnah that usually if you ask her olives, you mut in oil. Or if you ask her anovim, you mut in wine. If you ask her grapes, you mut in wine. But if you say, Zaysim anovim, Elu Shani Tayim, then you're also in the wine and the shaman. So what's the main emphasis? The word Elu or Shani Tayim? What are we Daik? And the Ran explains, Rama Chama knew one of them is enough. One. Either Elu or Shani Tayim is enough. Which one is the one that's the emphasis that makes the difference over here? Boy, Rama Chama, Elu Dafka, Shani Tayim Dafka. Isat that Elu Dafka. The Gemara asked Shani Tayim Lamli. If Elu was enough, so why the Mishnah Shani Tayim? The Gemara Isak Daitach Elu Dafka, Shani Tayim Lamli. Hakamash Lo and Dafka Gav. Doma Shani Tayim. The Mishnah was saying like this. Even though he said Shani Tayim, either Oma Elu Mitzer Vilay Loi. Dafka say Elu is it also? If not, not. And the Ran explains that the Gemara means the opposite way also. That if Shani Tayim is extra, so why do you say Elu? It's the Raya, so Teretz is, that just to tell us that Elu enough would not be enough without Shani Tayim. So either way, we're saying it's not a Raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is both things. One of them is Lav Dafka, and one of them is just saying that that's not enough without the other one. But we're not sure which one's the main thing, Elu or Shani Tayim. So Gemara is an attempt to bring a Raya first. Amar Rava, Tashima. It says in the Mishnah later on, Koinim peris ha'elu alai, I say these peris are us to me for another, Koinim in lafid, us to my mouth. The loch is also b'chilufayim u'v'gidulayim. You also in anything that gets switched with, which means you switch the peris to something else, the thing you switched for is also. And gidulayim, anything grows out of his also. Now why didn't it say a bigger chiddush? Even yoytze mehem. Haba yoytze mehem mutter. It should have said yoytze mehem. Because yoytze mehem is a bigger chiddush. That's the Gemara's kasha. That should have said, like the Ran explains, that the E Yoytze Mehem Osir, Tvei Havra Busa, Lashminon, the Yoytze Mehem Osir, Apishishtanis, Tsuris Aperis, even though it changed. Shall also love, more than Chilufayim Vigiduleim, where the Etzim Isser is still intact, which is still intact. Akaponim, so Gemara's question is, Delachaira, Why bring a raya from here that the case here doesn't say by Elu, it says only also bechil feim vegudulayim, it's mashed by Yitzvah's mutter. So Gemara says, no, who didn't fill the Yitzvah's also? Really, Yitzvah's also. But the Mishnah wants to say a bigger chiddush. Chilufayim is a bigger chiddush. Because both gidulayim and Yitzvah's at least come out of the item that's also. A chilufayim is something that's switched for that. So that already is a much bigger chiddush, and that's why we want to say chilufayim ki gedulayim, and that is why we left out of yoytzeh. But really, yoytzeh is also. Don't bring a raya from that mishnah. Tashema, let's bring another raya. It says she'eni oichel v'she'eni tayim. If you say she'eni oichel v'she'eni tayim, halacha is muta bechilufayim uvigedulayim. That's our first mishnah that you muta bechilufayim v'gedulayim v'say she'eni tayim. I can ask me, that alone should bring a raya. You see, it's mutter b'chilufayim v'gedulayim. Why isn't that a raya to Yoytze Mehem? So the Teretz is like that. That's pashut. That there, b'chilufayim, when you say shani tayim, there, it's mutter there, because there, you're not being tayim, the chilufayim v'gedulayim at all. When you say, I'm not going to taste this food, when you have a chiluf or a gidl, a switch, something that switched, or something that grows out of it, you're not tasting that thing at all. That thing you asked it at all. So therefore, that's pashut, that's mutter. But the shaila was yoytze mehem. So now we're making a diyek. Ha yoytze mehem is asur. Because if it was mutter, yoytze mehem is a bigger chiddush. Because yoytze mehem is a taste of the food. Is any tayim. So if the halacha was mutter, you should have said, shani oichel v'shani tayim, should have said mutter even by yoytze mehem. And of course, chilufayim v'gedulayim. So it's chara, it's a raya, it's asur. So you're right, it's a great diyek. But in the Reisha, since in the Reisha we said Elu, there it was more important to say Chilufeim, so we didn't say Yotze. So therefore, in the Sefer also, really Yotze is Mutter. But Eidle, and also Reisha Yotze Mem, learns to have Sefer Yotze Mem. You know, Yotze Mem Mutter would be a bigger Chiddush, and it's Taka Mutter. Why didn't it say in the Sefer? Since in the Reisha it didn't mention Yotze Mem, for a different reason, because there we want to say Isser, and it's a bigger Chiddush to say that Chilufeim is Aser. So therefore, in the Sefer also, we didn't mention Yitzimem. And therefore, it's not a Raya from that Mishnah. Toshima, let's try bringing our Raya. Amravu, the Mice of Osir, Rav Tarfon Alai, Beitzim Shishbash Limoy, Amruloi, what was the case that Rav Tarfon asked in the last Mishnah of the Beitzim? He says, not because Reitiv and Keepers Osir by Basar, it's not the Pshat. The reason is, Emesai Vizmanch Amma Basar Zeh Alai, because he said Basar Zeh Alai. Shanoidim and Adavar, then it's Arab Acher, Yeshua, Mr. Tam, if you know it from the Chevza, then it gets mixed up with something else. And it gives Tam, Hareza Osir, it is Osir. So what do you see? You see when you say Basar Zeh, it's different. So that's Pasha now back here, he says Zaysin Vanovim Elu Alai, it's Osir to taste from it, the Yitzimem. So we're pushing the shayla halfway. That elu for sure is also. The Gemara says you're right. But elu come by alone. The dafku, because you see from basa zeh alai, basa zeh and elu are the same thing. But elu and zeh are the same thing. So kikam by alone. Basha any toyim dafka or lav dafka. The question is, but any toyim is that dafka or not dafka? That's the question. That's the shayla. Toshma, let's try to bring a raya. Says in the Mishnah, Dag dogim sheni toyim, also behem be migdom v'ktanim v'mechayim v'mashalim. We say, I'm not going to eat any type of fish. Say big fish, say small fish, also raw fish, cooked fish, mutav tears trufa v'tzir. And those are things that come out of the fish. So you see that yaitze mehem is mutav by sheni toyim. Amarava is not a raya. V'kvar yaitze mehem. Really, maybe yaitze mehem is also. There, you acid fish, and that tzir came out before I acid the fish. So when I asked the fish, it wasn't challah on the tzir. And the tzir, which is the juice, didn't come out of the fish after it was also. So that's why it's mutter. But maybe what comes out afterwards, it's taka also, because I said, I'm not going to tell you from fish, and that's from fish. So maybe it's not a rice any time. So we're not poised to shiloh. So what's the halacha? So the Ran says, since we're not poised to shiloh, we go l'chumra. That means even Shani Toyim will be usher in everything. And the Ran then declares why Shani Toyim is a tzad, that it means more. So he says from the extra words, why do I have to say Shani Toyim, Shani Oichel? I in the Ran with the Rishash, a discussion about that. And he comes out Nafkamina maybe by Shvua, won't be that halacha, and it means a Rambam, not like that. But Kaponim comes out from our sugi is that Elu definitely, if you say Elu, it's usher b'yotzimem. If you say Shani Toyim, that's a question, if what comes out of it is also or not, that's a shaila in the Gemara, and the Ran goes, l'chumra.